raised them.
Mm-hmm.
I guess
mm-hmm.
they raised them. Uh-huh. Raised
mm-hmm.
their children.
Mm-hmm.
We bring. Yeah, that's true. That's
mm-hmm.
very often you say, I was brought up by, or I was raised by. Or,
would you say raised, or would you say reared?
I would
or
guess
something?
Raised would be probably more appropriate.
Mm-hmm.
They raised you from babyhood.
Mm-hmm.
I would guess so.
Uh-huh. Okay. And if you look like one of your parents, what do you say? You
resemble them.
Okay.
You resemble your parents.
Mm-hmm.
You resemble your aunt. Resemble is a word we use quite often. People
mm-hmm.
would say, oh, you resemble your grandmother, or you remind me of your grandmother.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, when a woman wants to have a baby, she goes to the...
She does what?
She's going to have her baby. She goes to the... Where does she go to have the baby?
What does she do to have the baby?
Where does she go?
Well, into the hospital.
Uh-huh.
Now, I was born in East Texas in this whole old home, my grandmother's home in Jefferson, East Texas. When we came out here, all of my cousins were born in Masonic Hospital, which
mm-hmm.
was Sears and now it's a police office. I was born in East Texas. Then my daughter, my husband was with the gas, El Paso Natural Gas, when she was born, and we lived at a booster station right out of Carlsbad,
mm-hmm.
New Mexico.
Huh.
So my daughter was born in Carlsbad. And then, of course, when my son was born, I had come back then after my husband had been killed, and he was born in Southwestern General Hospital, my son.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then my grandchildren have all, my daughter's son, the only child she had, his dad is a retired colonel, and he was in the Army at the time, and they were stationed. He was born in William Beaumont, my daughter's son. Then my son's children, well, they lived in Las Vegas, so the oldest one was born in Las Vegas. Then they lived in Redmond, Washington,
mm-hmm.
and one was born there, and I guess both of them were born there, as far as I can remember. They lived in Las Vegas, one was... All three of them, none of my grandchildren except my daughter's son was born here at William Beaumont.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And
if a woman didn't want to have her baby in the hospital, there's a woman that would help her with the birth.
Well, I was born, of course, in East Texas. I didn't
uh-huh.
go to the hospital. Dr. Mosley, who was indirectly kin to us,
uh-huh.
delivered me. He was the doctor in Jefferson, Texas.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure my mother must have had... He must have had nurses or midwives or something. I don't
uh-huh.
know.
Uh-huh.
But, of course, all my children were all born in hospitals. And
did you ever hear the term granny woman for midwife?
No, I never did. That's interesting. No, I don't think I
think
ever.
That may be a Utah or a Colorado
term. Is that
interesting? Yeah.
Grand what now?
Granny woman.
Isn't that interesting? That's new. No, I don't think I ever heard that.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think anybody in El Paso has.
No.
Okay, let's see. In church, the pastor preaches what does he preach?
Well, he preached, we have a very liberal pastor now who gives wonderful, his delivery is wonderful, and I enjoy
mm-hmm.
it, and he's quite a musician, so he sings a lot in the pulpit,
uh-huh.
and, but all the ministers I've ever known just have given very good sermons, naturally based on the Bible many times, or apply biblical things to modern expressions or
mm-hmm.
modern situations
mm-hmm.
in our Methodist church. And as I say, we sing a lot. And our present minister is quite a musician, or has quite a delightful voice, he and his wife, so he sings a lot.
Mm-hmm.
But he just gives very interesting sermons on different subjects,
mm-hmm.
Quite often based on biblical scripture, but sometimes in his own
mm-hmm.
Way of putting things for us to understand them more in modern talk, I guess
mm-hmm.
you might
mm-hmm.
say.
Mm-hmm. Do you happen to know the first four books of the New Testament, the Gospels?
I knew you were going to ask me that. Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, or something.
That's right.
I guess so.
Yep.
I should certainly know. I shouldn't admit that I don't, but that's certainly...
That's good.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we pray to who? We pray to...
Well, I pray to God, to our Heavenly Father, to our Savior, I have many, many sayings that people have me repeat quite often that I enjoy, that I've just learned over the years. My mother was quite a biblical Bible student,
mm-hmm.
and she loved